Cups about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
You win it, the new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's a winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? A 4-0 thumping of Real Sociedad in the Europa League. Should be the Champions League, but take what we can get these days, sir. It is a cup competition. It's a chance for silverware. And I guess we're still technically playing in Europe. How you feeling?
Sir, I mean, you're playing for a pretty big trophy. Ole needs that first trophy. I mean, why not win the Europa League? We didn't win it last season. It was a shame. I think this season, to prove that we're sort of making that big step, kind of taking that big leap, got to get maybe one or two, sir. We really need to execute, really need to win trophies. And I'll take Europa League. Look, I love the Champions League much, much more, probably a factor of 10 times more, sir. We're dying for that fourth Champions League trophy. We need to catch the team who should not be named. But Europa League's a step in the right direction for this team right now at Manchester United.
No doubt. And it's a chance for silverware. We only have a couple opportunities left with that league slipping away, sir. But nothing wrong with the Europa League, especially for Ole to kind of check that box, silverware won, while also making progress in the league, building for something next year, and kind of getting that boogeyman out of the way, because we should have won something last year. FA Cup should have been ours. Arteta's men taking that home is a crying shame. But it's all about, you know, making amends for that. And, sir, today was a good start in that. We needed a good performance. You know, they've been lagging in the league. We got that today. Good win, convincing, just like swatted them out of the way, sir. They never stood a chance, really. And it was good to see. It was just a convincing result.
No, and it's a good Real Sociedad team. I think, what was it, in the last 9 matches, I tweeted it out, Manchester United are winless against Spanish opponents in European competition. I mean, Spanish teams have had our number. We were due. Obviously, it wasn't on Spanish turf in Turin. Kind of a weird fixture, but the lads stepped up. They got it done. Look, you know, it's you said 4-0. The scoreline is much better than it was, right? You know, we started off like shaky at the back. The classic, almost conceding in the first 5 minutes. Jana Jazz, Yanazai with the opportunity, sir. It could have cut us open. You know, I actually have his Manchester United jersey. You want to go back to the cursed jersey, but sir, I got a Yanazai shirt. I thought it was going to be the next big thing, next Ronaldo. What do you know?
Sir, you make fun of all my scuds. You got quite a few in your repertoire as well. But hey, he was one of them. That was a very typical Yanazai game, right? Flashes of brilliance, but overall pretty bang on average. But there was an early flash of, yeah, danger. But otherwise, I thought United was pretty much in control, which was good to see. Typical cheeky Spaniards, you know. I love Spain. Hate playing against Spanish teams, right? they're always rolling, diving for free kicks. But obviously not playing in Spain in front of Spanish fans kind of takes some of that out, you know, a little easier to win away.
Yeah, but it was like, I thought a healthy rotation from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Kind of fought through missing some chances early, you know, maybe defense was a little shaky early, and we came back and we finished it out. Professional result, 4-0, got the clean sheet. Damn, James on the score sheet. Love it for the young Welshman. A lot of fans, Slayton, Dan James coming in. It's like, well, yeah, calm down. He hasn't had a game in a while. Just give him some time, sir. I think he scored last time he played for United. I mean, I want Dan James to do well. I think you got to be cheering this team on and encouraging the rotation from Ole. We criticized the rotation. He got it right today, and you love to see that.
I want to see more of it, you know, because Dan James has played a part. Donny van de Beek, we know he's good, but everyone has a played a part in this team. We just need to see a little bit more rotation. Even when Matic came in from McTominay, who looked terrific, was like dribbling all over that Real Sociedad midfield. But Matic came in, locked up shop. Dan James played terrific, and I think he's got a role to play this club as well. So I'd like to see Ole rotate a little bit more. Didn't get a chance to all the way, right? Because some of those players didn't even travel, sir. Donny van de Beek, Cavani, that injury list is getting blowing up all of a sudden, sir.
Absolutely, but you also got to give a shout out to the kid Ahmad with the debut for Manchester United. You hope that, you know, this is one day that will go down in history. Ahmad Diallo, you know, the next Ronaldo, sir. Ronaldo ain't coming back. This is all we got. Let's go, Ahmad. Shore Tire didn't get the nod. I was a little disappointed there. I thought we were up 3-0. You got to put Shore Tire on.
They can't both get their debut, and you don't want to take away from Ahmad. Ahmad is the big money signing. Schultire, there's no rush. He is a youngin. He is a youngin, youngling, whatever we want to call it, sir. I don't even know. I can't keep track these days of all their nicknames. But you don't need two debuts in a day.
Sir, you know what's better than one debut? Double debut day. I like that. Sir, let's jump into the PSA for the podcast. You like the American Red Devils. We are for fans, by fans. We have no private sponsorships on this podcast. It is our thesis that we want to be supported directly by you, the fans. That's why we can be a voice for independent fan content online. We use our platform to try to get as many perspectives out there as possible via social media, this podcast, and our great blog at www.americanreddevils.com. If you would like to support our efforts, you can support us on Patreon. We think that's the best way to do so. Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/americanreddevils. You can support us from anything from $1 a month to $20 a month. There's four tiers. We're giving away stickers, scarves, pins, shirts, you name it. We think that is the best way to support this podcast. Help us keep the lights on in the bunker. Another way to do so, check out our online store at our website. Like I mentioned, we have some scarves. We have stickers as well, shirts, hoodies, and we're getting some new merch in as well. So exciting times in the podcast bunker. Sir, tell them about the iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews go a long way in helping the American Red Devils get found. And you can support the pod, and it's absolutely free. All you have to do is write a 5-star review, ideally with a little bit of cheeky banner. Send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and we'll get you some free Stanley Chow design stickers right to your door, free of charge, sir. It's a great way to support the pod, great way to get us found on iTunes. What else do we got for the listeners?
Sir, I got an iTunes review for you right here. Great banter from Nick Faro. Headline, quote, "These lads are nonstop. Whether it's crashing out of the Champo or Ole at the wheel, these lads just got the banter rocking. They turn out podcasts like it's nothing and are the perfect Manchester United podcast. Kick on, lads." Look, absolutely love that one. Hopefully we got the stickers in the mail. If you do drop a review, 5 stars, we'll drop you those stickers and some cheeky banter. We always read them, and they're absolutely a laugh.
They go a long way, and it's great to hear. Not only just helping us get found, but, you know, as hosts who go week in, week out, it's great to see the fans just giving a little of that extra gas to keep us going, sir. You know, there's been a lot of games. It's been like the holidays for like 3-4 months. It's relentless.
Sir, speaking of gas, hit me with that Europa League theme music. Let's go.
You ready for this?
DJ Hans.
Sir, are we in Berlin?
Yeah, we are in Berlin. Sir, at the rave here. Just kidding. It's Turin, not Berlin. That's right. Real Sociedad 0, Manchester United 4, Juventus Stadium, round of 32 in the Europa League. Sir, the lineup. Let's get into that. We had Dino, the world number 2 in net. Telles at left back. Maguire, Baye, center back pairing. Baye's back from injury. You love to see it. Wan-Bissaka on the right. We had the Fred McTom midfield. James on the left. Fernandez in the hole. Greenwood on the right. Rashford at number 9, sir. What'd you make of this lineup?
You know, the parts of it I really liked. I was happy to see Eric Bailly back in the mix. Dino getting a start. Telles was due for a start as well to rest Shaw's weary legs. And Dan James, you know, he's got pace in abundance, and there is a player there, so excited to see him start as well. The only thing was the McTominay Fred. That's just like, you know, I feel like we need to save that for the weekend. Would have liked to see a Matic feature, but what are you going to do, sir? What did you think of Ole's lineup today?
I liked it. I liked the James rotation. You know, he's got to get a sniff. I was hoping to see Mata. You know, I would even go something like Greenwood at 9, Mata on the right, you know, even a little cheekier. But look, that's just me. This one from Ole, I do like it. I like Telles as well. Dino, he's got to get reps. So, yeah, sir, this lineup's got to win. They got to beat Real Sociedad.
No, they do, sir. They do. If we're going to head into this game, I got to get rid of this awesome music, sir. So don't have to deal with
it. Turn it up. The voices are coming in. We'll be right back.
So you got your fell. You got your fell. Sure. They should say, they should bring the voices forward. You know, you got this like your beat. Don't wait for your beat to drop minute two.
So I know that. Well, that's the whole thing. You know, Hans said, you know, just you got to build it up. You got to build it up, and then it drops, and then everyone goes wild. Everyone goes wild for that banger, bro.
I just can't wait for the Europa League game to start. Once you hear that tune, baby.
I can't wait till we're back in the Champions League, sir. Let's get in this match.
Sir, the game opened wide open, just like you said. Second minute, probably Sociedad's best chance of the game. Baye gave the ball away cheaply, and it fell to Yana's eye, who almost hit a curler close but no cigar, kind of like his, you know, ill short-term United career, sir. But nervy chance pretty early to give Sociedad a quick lead.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole concede early 101, you know, we're teaching that course here at Manchester United. It looks Baye comes in, bad giveaway.
And, you know, it was an open game because right after this, there was a great chance from Rashford, forced the keeper into a save on the other end. And then they were coming back the other way as well. So those first couple of minutes were really exciting. Rashford arguably could have had a hat trick today, sir. These two chances in the first half were good ones.
Absolutely. You know, but look, he gets his goal and he gets a critical assist. So no criticism for Rashford.
No, it's a good point, sir. 14th minute, McTominay forced the keeper into a good save after a nice dribble into the box from him. And then in the 19th minute, Bruno finds Rashford with another great ball in the break, but Rashford's denied again. Probably should have scored on this one if he went near side, but United were asking questions, sir.
Sir, tell us, was the great ball into Bruno to get this play open. Bruno squares to Rashford. Why? You got to finish, sir. Got to finish, especially after that first one. This one where you're like, you got to finish, but it's a good save or a bad finish? I'm going to say it was a good save because I like Marcus.
You can finish better and you can make better saves. But anyway, I think what happened at this point was Bruno Fernandes was just frustrated and said,
sounds like you punted on that one.
It was a bit of both. It was like a decent save and a decent shot, but he could have scored. You know, two forwards scored hatties in the Champions League, sir, and I think they would have scored that one.
No, Haaland got a brace. Didn't get a hat.
He only got a brace. But either way, yeah. Sir, I think even Rashford knows that he probably should have gotten at least two today.
Yeah, sir, he's stopping child hunger and scoring for Manchester United. A lot going on for Marcus, yeah.
And you know what? There is another player who has something to say. In the 27th minute, Bruno said, hand me the ball, lad.
Need to flick it over the top for Bruno Fernandes. Out comes Romero. Bruno Fernandes, open goal. A mix-up at the back for Real Sociedad. And it's Manchester United's main man for goals who takes advantage. That's his 20th.
Sir, where would we be without Bruno Fernandes? Great finish. Some of that just like Phil Jones level defending. Just defenders running into each other. I don't know. Maybe that's the voodoo that Bruno does, but I love to see it. Defenders clattering into each other and just Bruno just slots it home. Love that goal.
You love it when it's not our defenders clattering exactly into each other. You know, great ball from Rashford over the top. You know, people were kind of slating him for those early chances, but he created this one dangerous ball. Bruno, perfect anticipation. Like you said, this first half had it all. It had terrible defending from United getting going early. It had missed clear-cut chances we should have taken. And then has Bruno basically saving the day. That is our season. That has always been our season, sir.
It has. And, you know, actually it turned into a pretty nice performance for United. We didn't let him back in, which you would say is our season to a certain extent. And other people bailed out Bruno other than him. The defense, you know, after the first 5 minutes, kind of like took a hold of the game. And I thought Maguire and Baye played really well together. Just that. So he needs pace. You know, somebody needs McGuire needs pace to bail him out. And, you know, fortunately, Baye has that in abundance. To end at the half, sir, 39th minute, Rashford, best chance, ran, gave the ball away. You know, this is the good and the bad and the ugly of Marcus Rashford. Great ball for Bruno, but sometimes he overcooks it. You should look for the pass in this. Maybe we could have led to something, but he gave it away. And that was basically the half, sir. What do you think Ole said to the boys going in 1-0 up at halftime?
But one thing about Rashford you have to say is he was getting into dangerous areas. He was making great runs, right? And on top of that, he put in that great ball to Bruno. So part of it is just having the mentality to just always keep showing up, always, you know, he would get his goal, be confident. He was playing well. I thought the front three worked well. You know, I really thought Greenwood, Rashford, and James worked well. Think of James with the pace. You got Rashford as well. And then Greenwood, who can just beat a man. And then you add Bruno in the equation. Absolutely was too much for Real Sociedad to handle. So I thought Ole was comfortable here. Just let the lads keep playing. Play your game. It will come. And, you know, we did create the chances. Like you said, other than the first 5 minutes, Real Sociedad didn't have too much.
They didn't have too much. I mean, open into that second half. So they had an early chance, you know, forced Dino into a decent save, but there wasn't much doing other than that. We opened pretty much in cruise control,
and there was a big block by Harry there as well. That was a little nervy.
You know, we always like to test it a little bit in the early in the half.
I thought we came out a little flat. I do think we came out a little flat out of half.
Fair enough, sir. Didn't take long though. 56th minute. Bruno Fernandes. He was just getting going.
And there is a way through for Bruno Fernandes, who's let it go to James and got it back and finished the game.
Sir, we don't need to do the whole VAR call, but it was unbelievable. You know, this is like 2021 football now in a nutshell. They celebrated after the VAR gave them the goal back. We don't know. You know, we do pray to the VAR gods. Thankfully, they gave us a goal today.
Sir, that's why we pray to the VAR gods. I think James got the touch perfect. Bruno with the run, it was perfect. They didn't show it on the BT Sport feed. Sir, we're on the BRAD TV. Stream the BT Sport from the UK. It's funny, everyone else is on the CBS All Access here. And apparently the game wasn't working for the first 20 minutes. So, like, shout out to everyone who watched CBS All Access. What a riot. I mean, you thought Peacock was bad. CBS.
It's like, who wants to watch Manchester United? Who wants to watch European football? It's like, everybody.
No, but the problem is, like, at least I used to try to get it through Amazon Prime Video, and then they don't label the games. You have to click on all like 8 games to find Manchester United. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I just got to bash CBS All Access for everyone. And if you want to check out BRAD TV. You can stream essentially Sky and BT. And I was on that feed. They didn't show the lines here. Bruno, after the game, in his post-game interview, said it was a great touch from James. He should be credited the assist. So then, you know, Dan James with an assist playing the 1-2 with Bruno here and a great finish from Bruno, dude. Unbelievable. First time.
Before I get into that touch from Dan James, Sir Univision had it, and it was pretty good. You know, cable, CBS's Spanish channel. I love how like CBS won't show Champions League, Europa League, but they put on Univision. So that's what I was watching. But it was assist from Dan James. It was actually a nice little touch from him. If you see it, if you watch the replay enough, you can see he put just enough of a touch on the ball. So, dude, he played really well today. Looked lively. They were on the break, and they showed, like, you know, it's dangerous in the Premier League as well. Obviously, the center backs for Sociedad had nothing doing. Looked slow as molasses. But I think Dan James should be brought on more often late in games, sir.
No, absolutely. I just don't understand the Dan James hate. I don't understand. You know, it's like, it doesn't make sense to me to hate on our players before they even play the game. It's like, yeah, let them play, you know?
Especially James. I mean, ever since he's joined, I feel like he's signed for a relatively modest fee, and there's always been this massive expectation, mainly because we haven't signed anybody else. You know, it's like, oh, we signed Dan James, so, you know, but, hey, sir, slowly, he's coming into his own.
Look, credit to Ole, picked the right spot for him to play.
You look good today, sir. 59th minute, Matic came in from McTominay. Looked like he went down with a knock, so hopefully it's not too serious.
And we're going to need him for Newcastle, so let's hope it's not serious.
We're going to need him for Newcastle indeed. And then, sir, in the 63rd minute, Marcus Rashford, he got his goal.
Out for Real Sociedad now. Manchester United picking him off on the counter. It's a super ball. Rashford, 3-0. The game's over. The tie.
Sir, I was bashing Fred all day. I was like, bashing Fred all day. Anyone who will listen, aren't many people who will listen. But hey, shame on me. Great ball forward between the lines. Find Marcus Rashford on the break. Great goal.
Great goal. Great pass from your boy Fred. And a great finish from Marcus. You know, it's tough. You look at the first two. You know, it's like, yeah, he should have done better. But this one was ruthless. And you love to see it, right? The mentality. He's got it. You know, it's going to come. He has the confidence to hit this one. And, sir, on to the next one. United up 3-0. Get Shortire in there. Get Ahmad in there, sir. Ollie was late to pull the trigger on the debuts.
Sorry, he always is. You know, he's late with the subs. I like what you said. What a finish. But I think if he had finished as well as he did on this one, he would have gotten a hat trick today for those other two chances in the first half. Exactly. Right after this, so the 67th minute, United were purring. I hate that word. It means we're Arlo White, but I just came into my head. They scored again. James again linking up with Greenwood, but it was ruled offside. Dan James with the goal. This is a close one, but United was showing their intent.
Absolutely, and a great finish from Dan James. It was a shame it was off. Var guys do a lot for us, sir, but they couldn't get this one in.
They checked it. They just didn't give it to us. 68th minute, Martial came off Rashford. I thought it was a good sub. Rest his legs. And then 80th minute, James forced the keeper to another good save after some lively play from United. Looking dangerous, sir. 81st minute, Greenwood went close after some nice, you know, left foot from him, which you'd love to see. Greenwood just playing better and better. And I love him out in the right wing, sir.
No, absolutely. No, Greenwood is on fire. He'll come. He's got that new contract, sir. You love it.
Love to see it. And then speaking of debuts, you mentioned it. 83rd minute, double sub, Ahmad Diallo and Mata come on for Greenwood and Bruno. Great subs. Great to see Ahmad with his debut in the Europa League. Can he get his first goal in 10 minutes? We'll see. Dan James can get one. The 89th minute, it was the Welshman getting his goal.
Bye. That's turned into a good ball for Dan James. He's got a couple to aim for. And James goes on and doesn't need anybody. James scores the fourth to round things off for Manchester United. What a fantastic trip to Turin it's been for them.
Fantastic trip to Turin, sir. Great run and great finish from Dan James. Jimbo, whatever that Twitter video you sent me, sir, I was laughing my ass off. I'm going to call him Jimbo from now on. But I hate to say it, I'm probably the match of Dan James' performance for his Manchester United career to date. So if he can keep playing like this, you know, he's going to be fighting for his spot in the Premier League weeks.
Yeah, no, I thought he played well in the front three. I thought he came on strong late in the game. You know, he's got the pace. And you love to see the, you know, players that kind of come on late in these types of games. You know, he's not giving up, sir. He's fighting for everything. And you love to see him get his goal. You know, hopefully some of the haters are kind of this clapped back at a few haters for Dan James. You know, he's a squad player right now. He's not a starter. You know, you love to see this Europa League rotation, have him come in and do a job. And I think that's exactly what he did today. Sir, almost man of the match. He gets a goal and assist, but Bruno, he's always the man of the match for Manchester United. Come on.
He is.
He might be man of the minions, Dan James.
Man of everybody else. Dan James, though, had a hell of a game. Have a sniff at man of the match. That's basically all she wrote. Great performance on the road from United. Not quite away, but it certainly wasn't at home. So that counts for something. But their away goals, the tie is basically done at this point, sir. You'd hoping for an Ahmad start next week, wouldn't you think?
Sir, have you seen our defense? I don't know if it's locked up yet. You know,
should be. Certainly should be.
Should be. Phil Jones, maybe he's going to get a start.
He might, sir.
Who knows? Match stats. United had 41% of the ball to Real Sociedad's 59% of the ball. Shots on target, United 10-2. We actually absolutely dominated them. You'd love to see it. Match reaction, Marcus has scored 7 goals in European competitions this season for Manchester United. Excluding qualifiers, this is the most by an Englishman in a season for the Red Devils since Sir Bobby Charlton scored 8 in the 1964-65 Ferris Cup. And only Erling Haaland, 8, has scored more goals across UEFA Champions League and Europa League this season than Marcus Rashford, sir. So, hey, look, you know, people want to slate Marcus for missing chances. He's in esteemed company there. Bobby Charlton, Erling Haaland, one of the hottest names in the game right now, other than Mbappe with that hattie. And this was the biggest away victory by an English side against a Spanish opponent in the UEFA Cup/European League, surpassing Newcastle United's 3-0 win at Mallorca back in 2004. And I said it before, but Manchester United, they weren't beaten their last 9 away games across all competitions. They've won 5, they've drawn 4, while they've kept a clean sheet in 4 of their last 6, sir. So not nearly as bad as we would think. You know, there is that Sheffield United match, though.
Don't remind me, sir. I don't need to be reminded. I'm in a good mood. We're talking, breaking out a game 4-0 win, feeling fine indeed. And you bring up, you know, things like that, like Real, you know, like Sheffield United. I don't want to talk about Sheffield United. Talk about the Blades. You got anything nice to say?
We're not talking about practice, sir.
We're not talking about practice.
All right, what do we know? Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Congratulations, Ole. That felt like a really important, ruthless clinical win by your side tonight.
Did you press button?
Oh, I need to press here as well. Yeah, we played well. We were more clinical in front of goal, of course, even though we had a few chances before we got the first one. But definitely, when we got the second, the game opened up and we found ourselves in loads of space.
Simon Stone?
Hi, Ollie. You said in the build-up that you'd be quite happy for this to be a one-game tie. Have you almost got that now? Because with the amount of fixtures you're going to have, would you leave a lot of the players out of the second game?
No, we've got to take one game at a time. Of course, you've got Newcastle first, but we'll put a strong team out because it's about creating momentum. We've been through a difficult spell and I thought we found ourselves a little bit tonight. I thought the boys had got a little bit of that zip in the legs again. So it was important, yeah, to be able to take some players off, still rotated the team. We'll rotate definitely, but no, we're not going to take the game lightly.
Katie. Sir, I like what Ole had to say about getting momentum. You know, that's what today felt like. Because there have been performances. Obviously, there's been a dip the last couple of weeks. But what he said is absolutely spot on. Today, we needed a good result, and we got it. And now it's about building on to the weekend.
Absolutely, sir. Other results around the Europa League realm. You don't have to play the theme music again for this. Villarreal won 2-0. Napoli lost. Actually, I thought that was interesting. Shakhtar win as well. Arsenal draw. Benfica. Ajax won. Roma won. Milan drew. Young Boys, the guys that we play on turf. So you remember when Pogba hit a brace against those guys? Way back in the day, I remember that game. Leicester drew. Olympiacos won. Tottenham won 4-1, so we did one on them. We had the best result. So you look at the teams, you see how everyone's playing right now. This competition's there for the picking for United, sir. I'm not afraid of any of those names. You know, you remember last year, you had the Inters of the world. You know, they're a little more scary opponents than what we got this season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the teams from Premier League might be the hardest teams you have to play. You know, playing against a Leicester might be the team I don't want to play the most, or even informed Spurs team if they can turn shit around. But either way, I mean, we're going to play hard teams. Ajax, no Sevilla. Yeah, they're playing in Champions League. But either way, sir, it's a good chance for a trophy. It's not a trophy that we all want to be winning, but trophies, nonetheless, they add. They add to the manager's, obviously, credibility. And, he needs it because it takes the juju off the back that he's never won anything as a manager. So I like Europa League and FA Cup.
Celebrated. Mourinho won this competition.
Celebrated like the Champions League, bro. He celebrated like he, won the treble.
No, it was a big deal. We came, what was it? Did we come in second that year? I have to line up my Mourinho.
I think that was the year after.
Yeah, year after. But yes, you're right. We came in sixth. Right. Our fifth or sixth, and we needed that to get in the Champions League. So that's why that was such a big win. Also, we get the trophy. Like, you feel like you're building something, I think it'd be a statement win. Look, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. So RB Leipzig, we know how that went. Nagelsmann in the suit, we know how that went. Now we're in Europa League. It's like a new, it's just like a reset. Let's win this one. I'll be happy we lift this trophy, sir. I'm not whinging.
I agree. There's a lot of players, that need to win trophies, and a lot of new players. Bruno hasn't even won a trophy yet at Manchester United, so let's get that happening. Can't wait. Can't wait to play more of that music.
Sir, we got a next match. There's no theme music in the English Premier League, sir. Just have a dark ale. Just, open a dark ale. It is Manchester United versus Newcastle United. Old Trafford, sir. Woo! This is going to be a big one Sunday, February 21st. 11 a.m. Pacific. We got that tight turnaround, sir. Thursday to Sunday. Keep that in mind. We got that tight turnaround Thursday to Sunday. You better rest your voice. We got a big pod to do.
That's going to be the problem with these Europa League games if we make a run. The fact that they're all going to be on Thursday versus Tuesday or Wednesday. you know, you get more time in the build-up, but then you have a quick turnaround the following weekend for Premier League action. That might add up later in the season.
So are Newcastle managed then by no one else other than the Manchester United legend, Steve Bruce? He's got to pack him in, put him all in the boxer. We know, we've seen this movie before. Can we break the stigma? Can we break down an old English side at the bottom of the table, intense defense, or what do you think? What do you think? What's your gut tell you? Is it going to be an exciting match, or are we going to be yelling at the TV in the 75th minute?
I have a feeling we yell at the TV regardless. And we've yelled at the TV during lots of exciting matches, but... Sir, I think I could go for like a nice comfortable stretch of games, you know, roll Newcastle. We dispel Sociedad in the second leg. Then I think it gets a little nervier. I think we got Chelsea after that. So this is an important one. We have to be able to beat the teams at the bottom of the table. We had early in the season, and ever since we lost the double, you know, double creativity of Pogba and Bruno, I think we slowed down a little bit. So this is where I'd like to see you know, Bruno with Adani. And if he's not ready, Bruno, maybe even with Amata, like you mentioned, I was actually shocked he didn't start today, but or even feature to the very end. But either way, sir, it's a big match. Steve Bruce, you know, he's going to pack him in.
Sir, Newcastle, Lifetime versus Manchester United, we've won 88. We've drawn 39. We lost 43. We have their number. First time we played was April 1895. We won 5-1 in the second division, sir, back in the day. Let's win 5-1 again. Newcastle's form coming in, not great. Not great. Lost to Villa, lost to Leeds. They beat Everton, however, lost to Crystal Palace. They beat Southampton, and they lost to Chelsea, sir. Chelsea are the bar right now for Manchester United. We have to finish above. I hate Chelsea. Absolutely hate them. The Chelsea fan on the texter is chirping now. We were having too much fun with Super Frank getting fired. Now Tuchel's coming in. They're having a run.
I'll tell you what. They have like they got like no lost love. They got no feelings for Super Frank. It's like when you're a Chelsea fan, you just like chew up and spit out managers. Like, you know, you and I chew gums, sir. It's like unbelievable. They're like, Super who? They love the Thomas Tuchel's army now. I mean, I can't wait to beat that. Because I didn't like playing him when he was the PSG manager, sir. He was a whinger. He's a whinger then. He's going to whinge the Premier League. And they're on a good run of form, he's, you know, but, sir, he's got like, he's only like 2 weeks in, so we should crash him back down to earth next week when we play him. But it starts with a big win at Newcastle at home at Old Trafford.
No, totally. You know, Manchester United coming in, we've won 4 of our last 5 Premier League matches against Newcastle. We've only lost 1, winning the last 2 by a 4-1 scoreline. You know, I'm just worried because the playbook against the lower tier opposition is there, and we've yet to beat it, sir. We've yet to beat the teams willing to pack it in. They defend narrowly, they give us the width, and they counter. Newcastle are dangerous on the counter. A little history on Newcastle. They were founded in 1892 by the merger of Newcastle East End and Newcastle West End. A little history in 1892. The world first fingerprinting bureau is formally opened by the Buenos Aires chief of police, sir. You're digging deep for these history facts. Also, Abercrombie and Fitch, that used to be cool when you and me were in high school.
It's cool in Europe. It's cool in Europe. It's like a bit.
Sir, how many pockets can I have on my pants?
More cargo pants.
Sir, you know what? I bet you they got the Europa League theme music blasted in Abercrombie and Fitch these days. I bet you they got that going.
That seems like the fit that would make the most sense.
Newcastle play their home matches at St. James's Park. The owner, Mike Ashley, everybody hates him. He's probably fans hate him more than we hate the Glazers, if you thought that was even possible. Newcastle is rumored to be for sale, though. The Saudi bid didn't go through for obvious reasons. You know, Bonesaw FC.
Yeah, be careful. That could be our nickname in like 12 months.
Yeah, Newcastle have won 4 league titles, 6 FA Cups, a Charity Shield, as well as the 1969 Intercity Fairs Cup and the 2006 UEFA Inter Toto Cup, the 9th highest total of trophies won by English club. They're a famous English club, sir. They're just kind of, when you got Steve Bruce and you're battling relegation, at least you're not Sunderland, you know? They contest a tying derby with Sunderland. If you haven't watched Sunderland Till I Die, you got to watch it, sir. Where in the world is Josh Samaja? Manchester United have to sign that man.
He's in the Premier League. I just watched him play. I don't remember who for, though. Is he on Fulham now?
No way.
I saw him play like a couple days ago. He was at Bordeaux. Josh Samaja, that's a great pickup from Sunderland Till I Die. Sir, Newcastle. But Newcastle is like the fancy version of Sunderland. You know, we went to both that day on our way to see Sunderland away. United, of course. Zlatan's last goal for the club.
Dude, Josh Modge is on Fulham, man.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it.
Pick him up in fantasy. Physioroom.com, checking in with the injuries for Manchester United. Paul Pogba. Ooh, this return date is getting pushed back. Now it's first week of March, sir. A little nervy there with that upper thigh. Cavani, muscle injury. Donny, muscle injury. They didn't travel. I bet you they'll feature for Newcastle. McTominay, he had a knock. Again, hoping he'll be back. Martial, he's back for fitness because he subbed in, although he is on the injury list. And Phil Jones, you've said, will never play for United again. And at this point, I have no idea what's going on with Phil Jones.
He's on our team, you know. They don't even show him. I'm a super fan. I'm a Manchester United. I think I would qualify as a Manchester United super fan. So I like watch and look at the training photos. I never see Phil Jones training. Like never. You know, I see Sergio Romero. I see Lee Grant. Never see Phil Jones doing nothing.
Besides showing up in his chest. Doesn't he have like an absurdly pink car or something really obnoxious?
Pink Lambo. Yeah.
Sir, given those injuries, we could troll Phil Jones all day. What is your lineup for this match?
Sir, this is who I'm going with. I want Dino and Ned. I thought he looked calm, cool, and assured. And that's who I want. Newcastle, Old English. They're going to be trying to batter De Gea. And I think we go with physicality. Back four of AWB. I'm going to stick with Bailly, Maguire, Shaw. I thought that pairing of Bailly and Maguire, you can't mess that up. You keep it going. Midfielder, Matic, Donny comes back. And then Bruno, Rashford on the left, Cavani up front, Greenwood on the right. Who you got, sir?
Sir, you put Dave Saves world number one in net because he's not number two. He is number one. He gets paid the big bucks for a reason. He is the number one. He is our goalkeeper for Newcastle United. What are you smoking, sir? What are you smoking, sir?
Have you watched the game this season? Have you seen me soft?
Sir, you
corners
to tell
he's giving. Sir, I'm not going to. I'm dropping the hand. I just dropped the hand. That's what I did.
How dare you?
How dare I? He's got the lowest save percentage in the Premier League.
Sir, how dare you?
Sir, my eyes. Have your eyes been deceived?
Sir, I can't believe it. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Maguire, Shaw. That's right. Iceman coming in. He's been getting jacked in the gym. He listens to the pod. He heard me talk about Top Gun. He knows it. He's muscling up. Fred Matic midfield, sir. I like that one. You can't play Matic McTominay too much lankiness in the midfield. You need Fred doing the work. He's undroppable at the moment. You're going to put Matic with him because McTominay's got the knock. Bruno's at number 10. Rashford on the left. Cavani up front. Greenwood on the right. I think that front three is locked on, sir. I think we win easy. The bookies have it. United to win minus 390. The draw plus 500. Newcastle win plus 1,000. Huge favorites here, sir. Favorite goal scorer, Cavani plus 340. Bruno plus 350. Then Rashford plus 400. Given those are the odds, what is your score prediction, sir, for this match?
So I think these comfortable run of fixtures are going to keep going. 4-0. United just roll Newcastle at home. I think Bruno Fernandes gets a hat trick. What do you got, sir?
I'm going to say, look, it's 2-1 for me. You know,
nervy. We fighting back?
Sir, you want to look at these results in the league? It's like Burnley 1-0.
You remember that game?
Yeah. We went to Italy. We had fun in Italy. But I'll tell you what, when you play in England, it's like 1-0, 2-1 at the death. Like, it's like you ain't getting nothing in this league, sir. I'll tell you.
Unless you're playing Leeds, you don't defend.
West Brom 1-1. You know, it's like, whoo, it's other than the Southampton, it's really tough. It isn't easy, sir. Watford beat by a goal. Wolves beat by a goal. Last minute. It's going to be 0-0 for way too long. You know, it's just the way this is.
If we don't concede early, which is very possible. You know, we love to concede in the first five.
All right. Sir, you're the optimist. Glass half full. I'll take a little less full, but 4-0. I got 2-1. We're going to win, though. United in the news, sir. Let's do it. United in the news. We got the latest Manchester United news here at the American Red Devils. Manchester United's Mason Greenwood signs contract extension until 2025. Sir, look, Ed Woodward, we talk a lot of smack, but he does do a lot of contract extensions. Some good, some bad. Phil Jones, for example, bad. Mason Greenwood, good. Love this. Gotta lock him up. He loves United, sir. Did an interview with Rio Ferdinand. Talked about he wants to win a trophy, his top priority. He's a all-class, sir. All-class.
Dude, the future United legend in the making, and he's only going to get better. Already showing a different side of play. You know, we're not really getting all those finishing, all those great goals we got last year, but his buildup has been even better than last year. So good to see. Great extension. And let's build from here, sir. Mason Greenwood is one for the future for sure, and he's contributing already right now. Going from 25K a week to 75K a week, very reasonable. Still half the salary of Phil Jones, and he's going to feature 10X. 100X, or Phil Jones, Phil who? So excited to see what Greenwood can make of his future at United. Starts now. We could use him in the second half of the season because there's been a heavy reliance on Rashford and Bruno. So we need some goals from elsewhere.
No, I absolutely. This is no brainer slam dunk. Love Mason Greenwood. He also said Marcus Rashford has been the one to really be a mentor to him and lead him through the first team. So you want to talk about Marcus doing a lot of things off the pitch, but being a mentor to Mason Greenwood, also an academy player, sir, you know, you love to see that connection. I think when you have players like Rashford going through, helping Mason, Mason's going to help. Short tire, it just goes on and on and on, and that's what you want with the academy.
You do, and actually, speaking of which, Rashford played a role with Greenwood. Rashford played a role with Solskjaer, getting him to renew and sign a pro contract when all of the big buzzards around Europe were circling for him. So it's great to have like the best example, arguably, of academy football in England, playing at your club, being a star, both on and off the pitch. So, yeah, Rashford's showing the way.
Get out of here, buzzards.
Yeah, they are buzzards, bro. They are buzzards. Like that?
What's a buzzard?
You know, like the buzzards like eat the scavenger. They, you know, they eat the carcasses, sir. Watch Lion King again.
All right. Next bit of news here. Manchester United eye shock transfer for Eintracht Frankfurt striker Andre Silva if they fail to land Dortmund star Erling Haaland per the Sun. Why is this important, sir? Why is the Sun? Neil Ashton used to work at the Sun. Neil Ashton's now doing PR for Manchester United. And working with Ed Woodward, Ed Woodward told, hey, Neil Ashton, everyone thinks we're signing Erling Haaland, but yeah, we're broke. Our balance sheet only has $58 million on it, so I need you to leak a story to the Sun to start letting the fans down. This is this, sir. United nowhere near where we need to be in the transfer market. Hashtag lasers out. Just a reminder here at the American Red Devils, unless Ed Woodward somehow gets $150 million for Paul Pogba, which he will not get because he's the worst negotiator at selling players that I know, and we are the second worst team in Europe other than City for losing money on players. And, you know, we actually have to make money with our owners. This is tough, sir. We're going to be looking at signing Andre Silva instead of Erling Haaland. And, you know, it's just one of those where United of old, sir, Wayne Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ruud van Nistelrooy.
No, they would have signed Haaland before he went to Dortmund. A deal is like you sign him. It's like he was there to be signed, didn't sign him. They got Bruno, thankfully, because we would be really cooked otherwise. But this is not Woodward leaking shit. This is what's actually probably happening, bro. It's like we have nowhere near enough cash to sign Haaland, let alone Sancho. And Haaland's probably the priority now for obvious reasons. He's probably a better player. But I think the likelihood is we're going to go the cheap route because this club is broke as a joke. And unless we get bought, and even with fans come back, so we're not going to get like, we ain't going to have $100 million in the bank account like overnight just because fans show up. So
it'll be a year after that.
Exactly. So they are broke and they're going to be broke for a long time.
No, totally. It's going to be we're not like going out of business broke, but we're just like can't spend significant money on transfers until fans are in the stands for at least a season. And, you know, that's clearly not this season. You know, we thought maybe, you know, looking at the cash forecast in my financial model, it's like you thought that it might have been in January. It's not. We're already February. by the end of the year, probably, but still at like lower numbers. And then so when you really think about it, it's you're looking at 22-23, you know, at really spending big for United. And that's crazy if you think about it. You would, as a fan, we got to just keep American Red Devils here. We keep our eye on the ball. It's hashtag Glazers out. Look at the balance sheet. Look how much money they're putting in the club. Look how much money they're taking out. They're putting zero money in. They're taking a lot out. The club needs reinforcements. You look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Look at what he's doing with this team. If we win a trophy and finish second, the $150 million, $200 million investment, getting Sancho, getting Haaland, getting like big reinforcements for this team to kick on has to be done. And it won't be done. And when it's not, we need the fans ready to boycott. We need the fans ready to protest because we got to demand our ownership invest.
And it's not going to happen. That's the thing is they're setting us up now for a muted summer, right? It's like because the fans should be coming back in stadiums the next couple months in low numbers, right? And then slowly, hopefully ramping up as we get more vaccines out throughout the summer and et cetera, et cetera. But so they can have any money. They ain't spending nothing. And the problem is like we're against teams that basically have been told that financial fair play don't mean shit. Because like basically City have been given allowance to run wild and say you can do whatever you want. There is no financial fair play in football. So they're going to spend
it's getting messy, by the way. Just telling everyone on this, everyone listening to the podcast.
They're going to sign Messi for free, give him $100 million a year, and also sign more players.
No, they're going to give him like $200. And no, they're going to give him a five-year deal where he's going to go play for NYCFC in the United States. So basically he can basically get paid insane amounts of money to then go to MLS club. He's going to go to City this year. He will be, I mean, this transfer window. United will not strengthen, but we'll have a similar window we had. Like Cavani, wages we can afford, no big upfront transfer fees. We'll be linked to Sancho, we'll be linked to Haaland. We really won't be doing anything. You could argue the only deal that could be done, you sell Pogba for 60, swap deal with Pogba, right? You get a Dybala, something like that. Or you sell Pogba for 60, you get Sancho for 80. Something like that is possible. Other than that, that's the business, sir. I'm calling it here. We called the no Sancho last summer. You saw how that went.
With 80 million, you go for Sancho or you go for Haaland? I mean, can you get – are they even going to sell Haaland? Does Haaland want even – I mean, if –
Sir, there's deals to be done.
I would rather sign Haaland. I would rather sign Haaland than Sancho. He looks like the best striker in the world, and he's like 20 years old.
You need a sir. I would agree with you, but you know we only have a mod at right wing right now. So
that's true. We got Facundo. Yeah. We got Facundo tearing it up in the Liga, bro.
We saw 10 minutes in Europa League. You know, so whether it's I'll take either or. I'll take next bit of news here. UK government looks set to reject Premier League clubs' plea for players to be exempt from hotel quarantine if they play March internationals in red list countries. Again, March is going to be international break. Players going to play World Cup qualifiers, sir. They go to Brazil, South America, etc. And then if they come back, they're going to be subject to quarantine because the UK is not going to give them the exemption. So again, COVID, world football, international qualifying, you know, this could affect a few of our players. Really strange stuff here.
It is really
times.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, you know, lack of communication that's being had. They say it's only going to be most likely difficult for players coming from South American nations, but they also mentioned Portugal, right? So the only player I'm worried about from South America, Fred's not playing for his national team, but Cavani is, or I don't know if he retired, but, you know, I think he usually features for the Uruguayan team, but Portugal, obviously Bruno Fernandes, sir. We can't miss him for 2 weeks. There's our season. He got from second to fourth real quick without Bruno featuring. So no, this could be bad.
No, we'll keep you posted, but again, crazy times indeed, sir. Let's get into the fan questions. Thank you for all the banter across social media, sir. Let's jump in here. At Briquette Mets, quote on Twitter, in our most unimpressive run of games this season, we managed to win a game 9-0 and 4-0. The results haven't been perfect lately, but performances haven't dipped nearly as much as the results would lead you to believe. Let's kick on and put a run of games together before the derby. Yeah, I have to agree here, sir. It's been a tough run measured if you're trying to win a title, right? It's tough if you're trying to be perfect, but United much improved from last season still. And like you said, you know, the attack's just getting going, and I think we can go on a big run, sir. I believe that in my heart of hearts, everyone thinks City's got it locked. I think they're going to slip. probably not 10 points of a slip, but they're going to slip. And if we can pounce, it might we can make it nervy for them. And it's like one of those things where if you got daylight, it's easy. But right. as soon as it's 3 or 6 and we're playing them and we compare it to 3 and it gets nervy and it's in their minds when they're playing, anything can happen in a title race.
No doubt. But we got to win. Most importantly, we can't be dropping points to shit sides like Everton or West Brom. We got to be winning those games, and we got to beat them. You know, we got that game coming up, and that is a must win because you have to take those points. You got to take away from them, and you got to give them to us. So it's going to be huge. We're going to have to beat Chelsea. We got to start with Newcastle.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
We need a run. You know what? And I like it. Whenever United never does things the easy way. Look back at our history. No matter what we're winning, it's always been done the tough way. So let's just keep it competitive. You know, I want to be the best of the rest at least compared to the rest of the Premier League. It shouldn't be us like scrapping for a Champions League spot at the end of the season. So let's keep it interesting. Let's get some silverware and let's kick on. You have to say the state of play has raised so much more from a year ago. Look, like watch a game from a year ago. It's just we're playing better football. We're a better football team. It's just, you know, the road up is never a straight line, as you've said.
It's called the Bruno Fernandes effect, sir. At Dave Paz on Twitter, quote, "Sirs, it was a brilliant performance. We could have had 6 tonight because McSauce was brilliant in the first half. He's growing a really valuable player for us." Totally agree. It was awesome again, and great to see Diallo get a run out up the fucking Reds. At Jamal Motok, quote, "Sirs, great game to get some mojo back after our skid. Let's hope it's a turning point. Awesome to see Ahmad get the debut, but why is he playing on the left? Dan James is wicked fast. Glad to see him score as well. Let's win this club. Glory, glory. Hashtag Glazers out." I thought it was a riot. Amai came on, played out of position.
I saw that, and then Dan James scored a goal, like an electric goal on the right side and just like toasted his guys. So there you go. That's why he's playing on the left, because Dan James is even faster. Those two, that's like two of the fastest wingers. When Amai got into space, he's got unbelievable pace.
Absolutely. At T Zolski on Twitter, quote, "Great performance, especially after this weekend. Love to see it. Clinical finishing today by the lads. Happy for James and Ahmad on his debut. Not going to lie, would like to see Dino get a game again. Time to carry it on to our next match. Hashtag Glazers out, sir." A lot of people agree with that. They want Dino in.
I think we know our vulnerability. You know, it's early in the games, but it's also free kicks. It's also corners. And it's partly because he is a little soft. You know, Linda's soft, but De Gea has gotten a little soft, sir.
Sir, how dare you? After all De Gea is done
for like us. I see it. Just call like I see it. 60% save percentage this season in the league. Shouldn't be last place. That's not good.
At Michael Magalis, quote, "Great performance, superb game from Dan James. I love De Gea, but this team looks so much better with Dean and Nett. Glory, glory. Let's get 3 points on Sunday." Wow. Guess I'm missing the pulse here, sir. You got Dino starting. I'm like slating you for that. Everyone's going to come at me. Ugh.
Well, let's see what Ole does. That's going to be the big test because I have a feeling he starts De Gea.
At Meacher 1024, quote, "Bruno doing Bruno things." Love to see that. At Mauger Heath, quote, "Nice to see Rashi put that chance away. Hopefully that's a springboard for him." I totally agree. At Dan with 3 Ds, quote, "We can do this, but we can't beat Sheffield and West Brom." What do you make of that? Real Sociedad has to be better than those clubs, no?
I don't know. You know, anyone on their day, sir. And if they had taken their chances early, you know, Yana's like hits that curler, that game would have turned really tough really quick. So that's just the way football is. You know, we've given up early goals. We've gotten early goals. I think not conceding early and us getting back a grip on that goal gave the team confidence, because as soon as we did, dude, we were much better than that team. And you would argue that team is, you know, they'd be like they could be a relegation team in the Premier League, sir, because they didn't look that good at times.
Sorry, that's why we give you that biased take.
Slate them, baby. Slate them.
That's why we give you that biased take.
Slate them.
That's why this pod's only for Manchester United fans.
Yeah, neutral and hate every second of this.
They've been relegated. They're like fifth La Liga, bro. It's like this guy.
So we're having some fun. It's fan questions. We're just having some fun.
At STRSCRMO2 on Twitter, quote, "Full disclosure, I missed the first 30 minutes thanks to CBS. LOL, CBS. Sir, it's ironic. It's called All Access, baby.
It's true. It's Univision.
Like, the fact it's like, dude, it's already 2021. I was going to say it's 2020. We can't get technology right. Come on. Body looked great. Injected speed. paired with Maguire straight into his veins. I'm eager to see more Diallo. The kid has some wheels too. What else can I say other than the Portuguese Magnifico? Totally agree. And we'll finish on this note. At Ty Kircher, quote, frustrating start, fun finish. Let's keep this rolling on Sunday. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. Sir, let's keep it coming. Sunday, we got a great match, sir. Newcastle United, Old English. Love playing against the black and white stripes, the Tyne, sir. Have a dark ale, sir.
I used to love playing against Newcastle, especially when Wayne Rooney played for this club, because he would always score against Newcastle. I think it was his favorite club to score against. And you know what? We need to roll a team in the Premier League. So it's a good chance for that. You know, they're not going to roll over easily, but I think United needs to put out a good performance in Premier League. Kick on from there, sir.
And a great kickoff time, 11 a.m. Pacific, sir. You know, no 6 a.m. I love it.
Love it.
Gonna sleep into a healthy 6:25 with my son waking me up early in the morning.
There you go.
That is the podcast. We appreciate everyone who listens to America Red Devils. Thank you so much for your comments on social media. Like me and Alex say, this podcast is for fans by fans. We're trying to give you that biased take on the couch. Check out our website, www.americaredevils.com. Great content on the blog, and a big shout out to all of our contributors. You know, that is such a great platform to share a diverse set of fan perspectives, sir. Maybe someone's going to write an article about how I'm wrong about De Gea needing to start, sir.
I'll talk to the boys. I'll talk to the boys and girls and see if they want to spin up an article, sir.
No, I mean, that's like, it's just one of those things where I could see I'm biased, man. Like, I just love De Gea because, you know, he's been with us for so long. Sir Alex Ferguson, sir, won a title.
We won titles. You know? He's had some great performances, bailed us out a lot. Priole, and then all of a sudden he's slipped since he's come aboard. So you don't want to see it, but you can't argue. His performances haven't been good enough, unfortunately.
You can support the podcast. Patreon. Visit our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Check out our online store on our website. Write a review on iTunes, sir. We have some amazing downloads the last 7 days. Give them our top 10 downloads.
Sir, number one, how you doing? How you doing? Chiba, Japan. Number two, Gardena, California, Burbank, California, Los Angeles, California, Douglasville, Georgia, Papana Beach, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Bluch, Switzerland, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Appreciate all the downloads, all the American Red Devils listening in, week out. Couldn't do it without you. So the pod never sleeps. These games never sleep. How you feeling? How you feeling?
Sir, it's a great month in February. You know, March, we're gonna get a break, international break. You know, what are we gonna do?
Pod never sleeps, sir. We're gonna have some guests on the pod. Gotta keep it hot.
We got some guests lined up, sir. We'll be podding no matter what. But again, big match, love it. Newcastle, then Real Sociedad, then the Chelsea scum, sir. Big match, can't wait, sir. It's gonna be great. Sir.
The only thing missing is if we go to the bar. I wish we could go to the bar, sir. Can't go to the bar, but.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely love this club. Love this podcast. It's always a pleasure, sir. And as always,
we're kicking a blue.